I hear what you're saying about the fact that the money is now flowing from the U.S. to the region, but we talked to aid workers in the region as well who said that a lot of local programs were terminated after USAID was dismantled, programs aimed at Ebola preparedness and response, and so they just don't have the same capacity as they did before.
I think it's a great question, and we need to really look at that. I know CDC's Global Health Security Program was retained and a lot of that funding retained. I know we had people in Kinshasa as part of the CDC. If you look at the Uganda funding, now I'm looking at it from the HIV side, which really built a lot of the laboratory capacity. This year they're getting over $400 million, so maybe there was a 5% cut, but I think the American people were thinking that these programs had been slashed. If you look at the MOUs, the agreements that the U.S. government have been made, I've actually been reassured by the numbers that are there on paper.